It's Melina J and Baby Dog who doesn't want to be recorded. Well, but it's going to be a black screen video or just a recording. Yeah. And I'm trying to make this video and I've tried a few days ago, tried before. I have made the vlog Puzzled, which is more or less about it already. So first of all, let's say something. I'm going to remove the lyrics I've posted a few days ago. I've been elected. I'm not saying that in a mean way. About how things look like from an outsider's point of view. And yeah, again, it was not written about one person. It was not targeting one person or anything. I didn't start anything. I was just expressing myself through art, writing lyrics. And it's not about a person, get me. So it's about something that happened before, and you know, it's always the same BS over and over again. So now that people tell me that from an outside point of view it might look otherwise, and no, the point is not me feuding. I'm not feuding with anyone or trying to have people hate on anyone. So I'm going to remove it. Like, I'm removing myself from whatever is going on. And that's it. And of course, do not hate on anyone. Personally, I'm not feuding with anyone. Like, I mean it. I was just talking about stuff in general. So I'm going to remove it and never mind. It was not intended for a real song. I'll write other lyrics about other stuff when I'm inspired at some point in the future. Just let's just leave it at it. Like, but everybody needs to agree and acknowledge that I'm removing myself from whatever is going on, whatever situation. I have not started anything, so I do not want people to try to pretend that what I'm going to say in the future in a video or anything is about anything, because it won't. I have not planned what I'm going to say or do in the future. Like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about in a few days or weeks or months anyway, but it won't be about any of this. It never is, actually. It never is. So yeah, yeah, I'm a bit fed up that everything that I do or say always tend to be spinned and tends to always be about someone else, like without trying to sound self-centered. Can it just be about me and the things I'm doing instead of always be about some random other people? Like, it's just bad at this point. Just stop spinning and making it look like anything I do is about some random person, because it's not. Like, can it be about me and the stuff I do instead, like, for once? Yeah. Okay, so I think we are good on this point. This point is not the part that I don't know how to word and how to talk about. Do not hate on anyone anyway. So now we're getting to the part that I'm trying to talk about. I've been trying to talk about this recently a few days ago, but I haven't posted the recording. And before, I've talked about it a little in the video Puzzled. It's the feeling I have all the time about how I really feel that my stuff, not really a similar stuff, but what I do, like my videos and stuff, and even my private life, has been impacted way too much by all of this. You know, it's difficult to not be impacted at all by stuff that happened, the environment in general, and there are a lot of things I don't like. Yeah, I really felt that like a few months ago, that stuff really impacted my private life way too much, and that's when I decided to take step back, and I got busy and I moved and stuff, and I made a video which I still haven't uploaded and edited. Yeah, so I talked a bit about that already. It's from before I moved. Yeah, so I might delete stuff from my blog videos because sometimes I feel like it's not even about me anymore. And all the stuff I've done, the videos and stuff, it's been impacted by bad stuff. And what I said in puzzles, I really mean it. It's like they want us to be depressed robots. Not just that, I felt it like, again, I'm not trying to feud or anything, but that's how I felt in general, not about one person, in general. I got confined alone, and all of a sudden you're all alone, you talk to nobody, you see nobody. And yeah, so I was checking stuff. And then bad stuff happened because that's what had been going on for years. And so I've checked a bit social media and stuff, and I really felt it. Like, it really is designed to make us feel antisocial. I've read people talk about this before, and I really, really do feel like it does. So I was all alone and stuff, like, you know, you all of a sudden you're isolated. It's a bit scary and stressful. And after checking social media and stuff, I was like, okay, I'm done. And I turned my computer off and I was like, I don't want to be around people at all. And I'm not trying to be funny or dramatic. That's the way I felt. Like, it makes you feel antisocial. It makes you feel as if people were just mean. And it feels like nowadays, entertainment as a whole, yeah, it's designed to make you antisocial or something. It's all about feuding, insulting each other, cheating, fighting, revenge, being mean at people just for the sake of being mean and getting likes. As the main character of the, I find this so ridiculous because what. It's my own opinion, but I do not believe all this stuff to be as real as people think it is. But it's just my opinion as a coder. So, in the end, I just watched old TV show from the 90s. And I don't know, it feels relaxing, entertaining. I haven't actually really deeply enjoyed a TV show. For a long time. I'm not going to say which one because I don't even know what I'm allowed to talk about at all. So, but it was a decade ago. Like, you know, something you really enjoy and you're really eager to watch. And you even read discussions about it, you know, theories about the TV show. It's been a decade. I watch stuff, but less and less I enjoy really stuff like. Sometimes I even skip. I don't know, you feel disgusted most of the time. I just want to be entertained, feel relaxed. I don't want to watch stuff and feel disgusted, like really, or bothered, or. Don't know. That's how I feel. Especially from the past 2 years. I cannot be the one more and more annoyed by all of this. Like, get real. Anyway, so I was watching old TV shows from the 90s, American ones, Australian ones. Australian ones are just way more realistic. It was about high school and stuff. And yeah, it's more realistic than American ones, where I don't know who can't relate. Although I watched all that dubbed in French because that's the only stuff I found that I can watch legally. So, I really need to watch stuff in English to improve my English, but I only found the stuff dubbed in French. So, anyway, yeah, it would be very more useful if I could watch in English, but never mind. And yeah, I get that the 90s were a different time, but. I don't know, it feels so much different. Yeah, so I'm watching stuff like that because, as a person, if I want to be entertained, I am not going to watch people fight. Like, then I'm just going to watch wrestling. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just going to watch wrestling. If I want people to be over dramatic, scream stuff at each other for a while and then actually fight, I'm just going to watch wrestling, you know? That's, yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure how to words, you know, but it's the feeling you get, like just turn your TV off, turn your computer off because it impacts you in a very negative way. It's just bad and you feel just disgusted, grossed out. Anyway, that's how I feel. Can't be the only one, especially nowadays. And so many things like I'm not going to talk about, but it makes you disgusted. Live in disgust. I don't know how to word it properly, especially in English. But in the meantime, I think a lot of people probably understand very well what I'm trying to say. So yeah, so apart from old TV shows, I've also watched documentaries about ancient Egypt. I like this topic a lot. I don't know, I find this fascinating. And the one I've watched was about Tutankhamun. I'm going to pronounce stuff with a French pronunciation because I'm not sure how to pronounce it in English. So yeah, so 2 days ago I watched a documentary about how they found his tomb quite late compared to all the stuff they found before. And all of the stuff we know, well, most of the stuff we know, apparently it's just theories. It's just researchers who make theories based on what they find, and the theories keep on evolving with time as they find more and more stuff. And so different researchers or groups of researchers have different theories. They have consoles and sometimes they discuss theories or reject them or stuff like that. It's really fascinating. And everything is theories. And I'm talking about actual researchers, scientists having theories. I'm not talking about the insane conspiracy theories about, I think we have all heard about how people wonder if there were not technology available and then something happened and, you know, like, I don't know, it was thousands of years ago. Yeah, I don't know, it's just theory. I've also read theories about aliens and stuff, like there are a lot and lot of conspiracy theories about ancient Egypt. So I'm not talking about these ones. I'm talking about actual scientists and researchers making theories about the story, the actual history, because they don't have enough proof and facts to have a very clear storyline. You know, that's fascinating. So Tutankhamun was a child pharaoh and he died quite early. When he was 19, I don't know what was the life expectancy back then. Like, was it 40, 50? I don't know. If I recall well, and I really have a bad memory when it comes to dates and numbers and stuff, so don't scream at me if I got it wrong. It was like in the years, minus, huh? Well, like 3,000 years ago. I don't remember the date. Like, what is minus 30, 27? I don't remember exactly. Something like that. Everybody is saying his tomb was not supposed to be his tomb. Like, it was small. It was as if it was rushed. Probably they were not expecting him to die at that point in time. Some are even theorizing that the tomb was supposed to be his sisters, and they explain a lot of stuff from the ancient Egypt. I really find it very interesting and fascinating. I really do not like history at all. It was like my least favorite topic. And the only stuff I really was enjoying in history was ancient Egypt and the time around Louis XIV, because it was really a lifestyle and stuff. And yeah, it's really more about the lifestyle, because the rest of history is just basically wars. I don't know, it's like boring, and people, they want the territory, they hate each other, they kill each other, they're fighting, and there are wars and wars and wars. And I don't remember the dates, and it's all about dates and who is trying to get what territory. It's just, I don't like history. Ancient Egypt and the time around Louis XIV, it's really more about the lifestyle and the people at that time. So I don't know, I enjoy those topics. So yeah, and yesterday I've watched another documentary. It was about Akhenaton, who was the father of Tutankhamun. And it was too. Apparently he was not really liked for some reasons, because he tried to have a new religion imposed to the people, only adoring the god of the sun and pretending there was no other god, when originally they had a lot of gods for a lot of things. The following pharaohs, I'm not sure I understand which one, they tried to completely erase Tutankhamun and Akhenaton from everything, from history, basically totally blue screened. And they say on some, I don't know how to say that in English, gravure, it was probably their name, and then it was erased because the gravure, it was deeper, so they had to like erase the first layer, so it resulted in the stuff being deeper than the rest of the gravure. I have no idea how to say that in English. Sculpture, no, sculpture, sculpted, it's not exactly the same word. Well, that makes you wonder, like, there were people who tried to erase those two pharaohs from history, and yet they are the two most known. Like 3,000 years later, they are the most well-known. Everybody have heard those names before. And there are a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Tutankhamun, apparently, like, how did he die? Why did he die so young? Was his replacement the next pharaoh actually the one who had him killed or not? What happened? That's funny, because the person who replaced Tutankhamun was his vizier. I'm not sure how to say that in English. I don't know if it's a word in English. His name was Ay. I didn't know. It's the first time I heard about this person. And he became a pharaoh for 3 years before he passed. He apparently managed to get married to the widow of Tutankhamun, and that's how he would have become the pharaoh. This series, like, scientists trying to find what happened based on stuff they have found. I found it really fascinating and interesting. Yeah, and it's funny because the guy, they have several names, but he's known as I. I didn't know that. He was depicted as someone evil then, but not toward the people. I don't know. It's really the first time I hear of this pharaoh. Well, if there are hints about ancient Egypt in the I with you, you know why. Because it's based on the I. It's not I, it's the I. It's not the same name. And I don't know who came after. There are a lot of pharaohs, actually. There are more than 20 dynasties. I've watched other documentaries before, but it was about the pyramids. And apparently it's not the same dynasties, and I don't remember which pharaoh it was. I'll try to find other documentaries, but I wanted to find one about the Scorpion King. I didn't find much, and some of that in English, I'm not sure if I understood everything, because there were really technical words of stuff. At some point they said that it was probably the first pharaoh ever, and they found like a mass head, and it was sculpted with stuff, and it was the Scorpio King with his hoe, and I was like, what are they talking about? And yeah, it's a tool, actually, it's a tool. And he was doing some stuff with, I don't know if it's really agriculture or something about the water. I didn't understand exactly what they were saying. He was doing something in the sculpted drawing. He was wearing the hats of the king, so that's how they know he was a pharaoh. And apparently he was first one from the dynasty zero. It was like 5,000 years ago. And it makes you wonder, like, how were people living back then? Especially 5,000 years ago, there was already a pharaoh. Was more simple times. And I don't know, it makes me wonder, how were people living the way of life? I guess there were shops. I remember that we were taught about stuff like in primary school, it's like a long time ago. And I don't remember 5,000 years ago, what did people have? Metal tools? I don't know if anyone has made one, but I really would like to watch a documentary, which is a 3D reconstitution of how it looked like back then. The cities and stuff, because nowadays they show us the ruins, what is left from it, and it's just a desert, and it feels like stuff were just in the middle of nowhere. And I guess it was big cities and empires and stuff. I really would like to see a 3D reconstitution, especially 5,000 years ago. It was probably more fun, not as comfortable as nowadays. It indeed makes you wonder, because people from ancient Egypt or even ancient Roma, they're always described as very intelligent, very evolved. They can read, they have a lot of culture, they know about a lot of things, very smart people. And then when you hear about people from Middle Ages or even the time around Louis XIV, it's like they don't know about hygiene. In Middle Ages, they're always described as dumb. They can't read, they don't even care about culture, art, music. They just want to eat and drink. And they have rotten teeth. They don't know about hygiene, there are a lot of diseases. Like, it makes you wonder for real, what happened? Maybe the description was biased, I don't know. I'm really curious. I'm going to see if I can find documentaries about at least the Dynasty Zero 5,000 years ago. I'm really curious. How was life that long ago? Anyway, so that's what I'm going to watch at evening to entertain myself after I'm done cleaning the dishes. Yeah, sometimes I watch TV shows in the 90s. Sometimes I'm just going to watch documentaries or read about it. Yeah.